This is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Hello, hi there. Thank you so much for joining us yet again on this week's episode of Crunch Weekly with me, TK. Don't forget, we are available on social media on Twitter, that is, at MACNLA and at @niche_radio, and on Facebook, you can check out Niche Radio. Right, so last week, I explored OnlyFans, what it is, and I felt it needed a little bit more meat to the bone, so to speak. So this week again in our podcast, we're exploring OnlyFans on part two of our last week's episode. I felt like last week could do with a few additions, and you guys felt the same way too. So when I first came across OnlyFans, my immediate reaction was, okay, these are people that like to get down and naked, and that was cool with me. But there had to be so much to this than just the surge of people that we see on OnlyFans or on Twitter joining and on Instagram sharing for people to subscribe. And what I found out is that some of the other guys that are on OnlyFans treat it as a business or another stream of income, if not the only stream of income that they have. Let's face it, the world is a very tough and rough place right now. People are not finding jobs, you go to interview after interview and don't get called back. Or you either do get called back and you get feedback like there were more qualified people than you, and rightfully so. Because if someone is more qualified than you, then they should get the job. And that can be soul crushing for a lot of people out there. But especially for a lot of guys. Well, I use men mostly because I relate to men most of the time, and I am a guy myself, I'm a man myself, and most of the times men are providers of either households or providers in their relationships. No woman or man wants to date a broke guy, let's be honest. So what happens to those people that are trying to scrape by and trying to make money? Are they the people that are joining the OnlyFans? I feel like some are. I feel like a lot of people are exploring their freaky side, so to speak, on OnlyFans, and it's not such a bad idea. Gay or straight, it's a mixing pot of sex for pay on OnlyFans, and I can't help but feel like there is more to it than just making the decision of sharing your penis or your body with the world. There is a deeper conversation to be had there. What comes to my mind, actually, is the movie Hustlers about strippers, with the one with Jennifer Lopez and Cardi B. Those women in that film did not choose to become strippers. They became strippers because they had no other choice. They tried to do other things, but seemingly the world was channeling them to a specific avenue. And I keep talking about how this app became very famous during the time of the pandemic, but the truth is it was well on its way to the number one site or app for graphic sexualized content, eh? Because of, I feel, it's real and authentic, the users, that is. One would even say that people relate more to that or to those people that are on OnlyFans because it's the average guy next door and it's your average girl that you had a crush on since you were growing up. You know, people's perception of what sexy or what good looking is has changed so drastically during these times, and for decades it has been a shifting and ever morphing thing. I mean, you find that there are a lot of people that are into guys that have dad bods. There are a lot of people that are into girls that are more fuller figure than prior, before, where you had to be a specific size 2 or size 1, if you get what I'm saying. So that is something that's very interesting to look at. Because a lot of the times, people want to emulate and relate with what they are watching. So that might be it. That might be the winning formula, I suppose. And actually, what's more interesting is the subscribers. OnlyFans doesn't just give you access to watch someone's page. You don't have a free pass to watch all you want, but you have to pay for it. Whatever amount that is, of course, if you are comfortable with it, you pay for it. And I feel like we are way past the time to overlook professions and what we do for money. Well, at least I think so. It's like what Ramona in the movie Hustlers said, the world is full of people that are throwing money. People who have the money, people who have the big bucks to spend. And it also has the people that are dancing for it. And what that simply translates to is that sometimes you can't judge and look at someone and make your own assumption of who and what they are and think that they had a choice. There's a lot of reasons behind someone's decision, I feel. Also, growing up, you kind of get the feel that that is true. And the truth is, everyone has actually, if you haven't, then everyone has come across a porn video at least once in their lives. And if not, well, well done to you. But does that make you a person who is watching better just because you are watching and not participating? Because let's face it, we justify watching porn or watching these guys that are on OnlyFans because you're the one watching. You're the one on the other side of the screen. You are watching the act or you are looking. In fact, let's take it to its rawness and call it voyeurism because you are watching two people have sex. And you think you can judge those people if they were people that you knew in your life. You think you are a better person just because you watch and you log off. And they are immediately available for your satisfaction, air quotes. Well, this for me actually opens up so much of other conversations that we can have as a society, like prostitution. We always talk about female prostitutes, but there's a whole industry out there of male prostitutes too. I mean, women and men who pay to have sex with other men. Look, sex work is a choice, and if you are above the age limit and know that's what you want to do, then by all means, do it. It is illegal currently at the moment. I am for legalizing it because your choice is your choice. So by all means, do it. And that's how I choose to look at OnlyFans. Not that I'm a user of the site or a subscriber of any of the content that's on there, but as a man and as a person looking from the outside, looking in, OnlyFans can be a source of financial freedom for most people who are in desperate, dire need of it. For example, let's look at Steven Spielberg's daughter. She came out and said she's going to do, or she's going to be, a porn actress for a living. And that's coming from a person who I'm sure does not have to work a day in her life to earn any kind of living. But that's her choice. And who are we to judge and criticize what others choose they can or cannot do with their own bodies? While we sit in our lounges and we sit in our bedrooms watching this. I mean, it's better to make an honest living on OnlyFans than doing something that's more likely illegal and will get you in trouble later. Because let's face it, people are visual creatures. We're visual creatures. That's why our phones keep getting bigger and our TV screens get larger. You might ask yourself why. It's because we voyeurs, and the business world knows that, all of us. And what I like about OnlyFans, it's not that you can only post pornographic content only there. I mean, you can pick and choose. There's plenty of other options as long as you can get creative with your content. At the end of the day, people are looking for really amazing and fresh content. That's what's important to them. People are looking for new, fresh content. For example, I spoke last week about the lady that was working as an optician. I mean, an optician is quite a good job to have. I think, at least, if you're an optician, you're a smart person, you have medical aid, you have, you know, health care or whatever the case might be, and you have all these benefits. But she was working as an optician and was getting paid more by being on OnlyFans and acting and parading around as a sexy puppy. Over 10 grand a month. So now the question comes, what stops you from having your own page? And how far are you willing to push that boat with your OnlyFans page to make big bucks? How open-minded are you willing to go to actually make it a success? I mean, for example, you've got a lot of things like your fetishes. You've got BDSM, you've got gay for pay, you've got straight for pay, you've got so many options to choose from. How far would you push it? How far would you go if you had that OnlyFans page? In actual fact, what stops me from having my own page? I'm an average Joe just like the next guy. Would you rather sit on the side of the road and not seize an opportunity where you can make money and become financially independent just for society to deem you worthy? I mean, keep in mind that the very society that judges you for having that page to begin with are the very people that might be paying for your next meal. You never know what happens in people's houses. You never know what happens in people's homes. We're facing it. The porn industry would not be so big, a billion-dollar industry as it is, as it stands today, if people did not support it, if people were not voyeurs, if people did not like to watch this kind of content. So you have to make a choice. And I feel like these guys that are on OnlyFans did make that choice for themselves. They decided financial independence over judgment, over society, over someone deeming them worthy. And that's kind of interesting and freeing to think, so to speak. Because a lot of times, we have a lot of people out there that are in transactional relationships, but they don't even want to talk about it, or they don't want people to realize that. So I say go for it. It's your choice. It's your body. It's your decision. It's your freedom. However, guys, sadly, we've come to the end of part two of our episode of OnlyFans, but I'm sure I'll continue to have these conversations with you on the social streets, obviously. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at MACNLA, and if you want to be part of the conversation, then we can hashtag Crunch Weekly with TK, and I'll be right there with you. Have a great one, guys. Until next time.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.